Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and make you aware of some of his attributes. And we will use an encoding device called the Creator Clock to help you remember your Creator and a few of the things that are special about him. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 3 o'clock, and in today's lesson, we will learn that there is one God in three separate and distinct persons. Well, as far back as the Bible's first book, the book called Genesis, the idea of a triune Godhead is announced. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says this, "Then God the Father said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" I have many friends who are familiar with Hebrew who reject the idea of a triune Godhead, yet they cannot deny that in this verse, "let us" is plural in Hebrew, and they have no explanation for it. Well, the word that expresses the idea of a triune Godhead is the word Trinity, and it originates from the Latin word Trinitas, which means the three are one. And here's a visual for those of you who can see it graphically, that there is one God in three separate and distinct persons. And you notice from the graphic it says the Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not the Father. But the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Very accurate. So the Trinity expresses the idea that God is one in being, yet is simultaneously three separate and distinct persons who exist in co-equal essence and co-eternal communion and co-infinite operation as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 say this, "After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and John the Baptist saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on Jesus. And behold, a voice out of the heavens from God the Father said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Co-equal, co-infinite, co-eternal are pretty important ideas. The idea of the Trinity often is distorted by God's enemy, Satan. When Satan lies about God, what you will always notice is that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are not the same. One or both separate and distinct members of the Godhead will be weaker than the others. Yet the co in co-equal, co-infinite, and co-eternal means same. So in biblical Christianity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have the exact same attributes in existence and in ability. The fact that the Godhead is triune is not so much an issue for me. I can readily admit that I don't understand everything God is trying to do. Yet in over three decades of biblical study, I know for sure that everything God does is intentional. In other words, God decided to be one God in three separate and distinct persons intentionally. So I have asked God, "What is your intention? What did you want to accomplish by being one God in three separate and distinct persons?" And if you think about a court case, to accuse someone successfully of a crime, you need two or three witnesses. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19 confirms this. It says, "Do not receive an accusation against an elder except on the basis of two or three witnesses." Well, with three separate and distinct persons in the Godhead, a Godhead that is able to be everywhere at the same time, which is called omnipresence, there are three eyewitnesses to everything that every creature who comes to the earth will ever do. So with a triune Godhead, there's no way for a creature to ever get away with anything. No way for a creature to say, "Well, it's your word against mine." Three eyewitnesses see everything we do. There's no way off the hook. And when we meet God face to face, we can ask his real intention. But for sure, when we meet him face to face, we won't be able to say, well, see what happened, and give an excuse. And for now, the idea of three witnesses seems like a plausible explanation for why he might have done that. Now, the Bible never uses the term Trinity, but teaching of a Trinity is clearly illustrated. There's God the Father, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, which says, God the Father demonstrates his own unconditional love for all mankind, and that while we were yet sinners, when we were the enemy of God, Christ died instead of us. God the Father sacrificed his Son to tear down the barrier between God and man created by sin. There's the Lord, God the Son. John chapter 3, verse 17 says, God the Father did not send the Lord, God the Son, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Then there's God the Holy Spirit, John 16, 13. But when he, God the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. And then there's the physical manifestation of the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ, 100% God, 100% man, in one person forever. John chapter 1, verse 14 says this, and the Word, the Greek word is ho logos, the Lord, became flesh, true humanity, Jesus Christ, and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the uniquely born one from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the unique being of the universe. He is 100% God because he is the Lord. He is 100% true humanity because he is Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is every bit God and every bit man, but is different from God and man. He is the unique being of the universe. He's different from God in that he is man. He is different from man in that he is God. And I see him as the physical manifestation of the triune Godhead. Well, I am comforted and encouraged that God has chosen to be one God in three separate and distinct persons. I have a God, the Father, who has planned everything in the universe for my benefit, and like any great father would do. I have a God, the Son, who voluntarily laid down his life as a substitute for me so that my sins would be paid for and so that he would receive the wrath of God the Father towards sin instead of me. And I have a God, the Holy Spirit, who, as fast as I can handle it, is revealing all the truths of the Bible to me. And I have the Lord Jesus Christ as someone to place my faith in so that I can be saved and live a resurrection life for all eternity. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 say this, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28, 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28, 20, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We have a God that promises to always be with us. And rather than trying to understand the idea of the Trinity in human terms, rather than trying to intellectualize the idea of the Trinity, reducing it to ideas we as humans can easily grasp, I think it's best to take God's word for it, that he has chosen to be this way, and then to enjoy all the benefits. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the unconditional love of God the Father and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with you all. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 3 o'clock. There is one God in three separate and distinct persons. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. And thanks very much to those of you who have helped us financially so far. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.